Hello, everyone. Amy Robinson here. Thank you so much for joining the podcast. We always love bringing you the latest. And today I am joined by Mr. Tom Schultz himself for a leadership update. So, Tom, thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. Last time on your podcast, you really kind of took us through FY26 and we celebrated Happy New Year, Happy New Fiscal. So now we're looking ahead to FY27. We're wrapping up month one. Kind of tell me, how are you feeling right now? How are things in your world?
Well, first of all, looking forward to it. The first quarter as we get into the new fiscal year, right, is somewhat exciting, yet with the divestiture, probably a little of apprehension, right? But as we mentioned earlier this week, and for those of that didn't pay attention, right, monumental week for Igenity beef samples coming in the door. So I think that ties together with last podcast update around, you know, not only the drovers pickup of our Igenity beef update and launching with the sustainability index and our BRD, it comes in fruition of the payoff as the numbers, right? So for how am I feeling? Pretty good. Pretty proud of the team that they're out there, you know, pursuing, pushing on this. And not only, I think that ties into how our marketing messages have been tied out to the industry and what they're excited about. So I couldn't ask for much more, you know, and especially as we go into the, you know, the continued uncertainty of the divestiture, you know, it's pretty important for us to continue driving success for first quarter.
Absolutely. Well, all very exciting. Well said. There's so much energy leading into this new year and to where we're heading. I hope that everyone likes orange. So, well,
that's right. And for those of you that, you know, for those that don't like orange, like, you know, I'll pick on Ben. He's not a fan. I'm like, well, black with a little orange. I mean, it's okay. We're looking forward to it. So, but I think it's starting to bring a little closure. But we've had some good feedback, right, from overall from customers that we've talked to, right? This is important for the team to know, right? Our team and what we've represented in the business for the, you know, for the many, many years goes very well recognized. So there's a lot of questions around, well, what happens to the team? Like, what about this? And I'm like, hey, we're all going with, like, this is a good thing. So I think it's been really, really good, right? Last podcast, I touched base a little bit on the BIF follow-up and feedback. I mean, this week we had some continued good news feedback around the customer success, how we're taking care of customers, especially B2C and our B2B and key customers. And then, you know, obviously customers are still committing to us. So the team should see a few additional invites on the calendar for our July 6th livestock meeting, as we're going to get an update from the Red Angus Association. So we have some exciting news from them. So I think everybody should feel very, very positive and have the confidence that our customers are still sticking with us and looking forward to what we're going to continue to bring to them, even after first quarter, second quarter, as we get into 2027.
All very exciting. Kudos to the team. This is definitely something to be proud of and to be able to look back on. And thank you all for all that you guys have been doing to get us to this point. We're almost there. We're almost to the finish line. So very cool. Very cool. So we know that July is right around the corner. Some of our friends in animal safety are going to be heading to Phoenix in July, a little toasty, but know the NSM is going to be great for them. But for our team and staying back, kind of talk us through how can we as a team celebrate success and even without that NSM presence?
Yeah, great question. And it kind of keeps me up a little bit at night. And Greg and I just had a conversation around this week. Because A, you all know I am big about recognition and the opportunity for those that did perform to get out there. And we got to put the spotlight on them and let them shine. Not only this whole entire team for our overall performance, I mean, I wanted to call out the wins for them. So I am actually open, Amy, for some feedback from all of our podcast listeners. What do you think would be good for our team members to be recognized, even if we did it somewhat, maybe virtually, but as we go into recognition underneath the Zoetis organization, I'm still going to ask for some of that call out, what it looks like. So I don't really want this to be like a rewind of COVID. We're not going to go back to that time, but I will be calling out and having some fun with recognition, but I'm open for ideas from the team. What does that look like? So feel free to shoot me an email and say, hey, I got a good idea. I get it. We would all love to go on a cruise around Italy and celebrate 10, 15 days, but I think there's some ramifications that we've got to stay within some bounds, but how do we go have some fun with this? I think I'd like some feedback from the team.
That sounds good. Well, that was going to be my suggestion. So I'll look forward to our listeners and their suggestions coming to your inbox soon.
Very good. Excellent. So
I love it. Well, talking about recognition, let's talk about wins for our team and the industry right now. So what are some of the biggest wins that we are having in the marketplace right now from your point of view?
Well, as we just kind of getting some numbers, right, I think there's probably two areas. One, I got to call out some internal teams. And number two, around, you know, what we're doing in the marketplace around actual, you know, sales performance and pieces like that. So as a global organization in genomics, right, we've had some monumental wins from LATAM. So Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina. So everybody in that area, you know, they, for the team here, they had phenomenal FY26. And they have been just continuing to drive success. And we get that support, you know, your innovation team, so Dr. Pedrosa, your product management team from Ben's team, all help support what that looks like, as well as you all, as Amy and you and Anthony and Kyra with the marketing team to drive that energy and enthusiasm. So I think there's a tremendous amount of teamwork that's going on here. Not only to say we're still having really good wins and momentum that's happening in Europe, but we're also trying to help kind of re-energize what's happening in Australia, right? We've had some attacks on us pretty significantly from Weatherbees. So as we move forward, that's our game plan, is how do we keep continuing to drive on those pieces for overall, you know, the internal teams, how does that support? Meanwhile, while this is kind of going on, I think the teams also need to realize, you know, what the ribeye functional teams are contributing and trying to keep us all organized on how do we maintain in course of normal day-to-day business while we all have what we call our second job is managing through all these tasks with ribeye. So anybody that wants to send some kudos to Tim Mitchell and his team, they should. They're doing a phenomenal job kind of working through some of the IT and infrastructure. You know, Megan Zawacki and Shanna's team have been doing a really great job on SAP, ERP migration and customer data, things like that. So, you know, there's probably a few people behind the scenes that probably need to get called out for recognition of all the things they've been doing. So, and then last but not least, I mean, overall, you know, our customer success teams, you know, we've got some really, really good feedback about how we're taking care of customers. So our transition, you know, Megan kind of handing the reins over to Jesse, and Jesse's picking up and taking run here, has been really, really good for overall customer feedback. Likewise, we've got some help around the rest of the world. Kind of, we had some open seats that we've been able to kind of fulfill to help some of that customer service, not only in LATAM, continue what we're doing in Europe, and then with Sarah and the team in Australia, right? We're pretty good shape, but we're all kind of pushing forward as we kind of close up FY26, yet continue the energy into FY27 while we got this little project called Ribeye. So
I love it. Well, way to go to all. No small feat, that's for sure. So really, we tip our hats to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, so very good.
It's been fun to watch. And, you know, I'm very proud of the teams that have contributed everything they have and how they continue to go out and take care of customers. That's what's top of mind. So.
Well said. So, talking about taking care of customers, we're wrapping up week one with the official iJourney B Corp internal nomenclature launch. So, kind of talk to us a little bit about what are you hearing? How's it been going? This is so exciting. Love seeing the buzz in our industry media. So, kind of tell us your thoughts there as we're wrapping up the week.
Yeah. Well, I've been, you know, obviously we had BIF where you kind of had a lot more energy and spin around overall health and the focus of health traits and how does that tie to genomics. So I think it only energizes and emphasizes those producers that are there. You know, Cattle Facts just had their monthly update, right? So you've got a lot more heifer retention going on in the marketplace right now, right? So you're starting to see some of that build back, and I think producers are excited around how do I make that best selection? And then how do we just deliver those tools to give them even a better selection tool in the industry today? So even though it's just kind of got out there today, I got really good positive feedback. But I think it's our job, Amy, you know, from the teams, like, don't forget about talking about it. And, you know, just because we just updated and we had a little press release, I mean, this is every day's conversation with producers around, hey, we've got these additional tools to give you some selection indexes to make better decisions and help guide them around selection for their future. Ultimately, knowing that this has been top of mind for the industry, and we're trying to aid that.
Absolutely. Really exciting. The amount of conversations that can result from this are just really impactful to see where will it take the industry and where are we going to go from here. So
Yeah.
congrats to the team that
Any
brought this forward.
feedback from the marketing team? We talked a little bit, Amy, on the last one around overall impact and, you know, impressions. Any updates from your perspective?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Would love to share that. So the news release has been well received and has been picked up in some of our top tier publications. So for those that are listening, Drovers, we did hand off the release to Drovers editor Angie Denton while we were at BIF. We were able to catch up with her in person. But so Drovers does reach around 215,000. So that's really a remarkable feat right there. It had prominent placement on their homepage. In addition to Drovers, the news release did land in Beef Magazine, which also has about 97,000 impressions. So we're thrilled to see our top tier pubs picking up this release. And we know that from here, after this launch, we can dig even deeper into the subject of sustainability, into BRD, and really bring this home in an even more impactful way. Also at BIF. It has not published yet, but Progressive Cattle did interview Victor and Kirk on BRD and sustainability. So we're keeping our eye out on the podcast. So folks that are listening, let us know whenever you see it go live because we're really excited about it. They did a fantastic job with that interview. So more to come there, more to come. And we do have a new campaign, refresh campaign rather, that's going to be kicking off July 1 with a big focus on BRD and sustainability. So more good stuff to come.
Excellent. That was good to hear.
Yeah, we're excited. We're having a lot of good fun. A lot of good fun and success. So, way to go, team. Well, very good. So, you know, a couple more questions and then I'll let you loose. But how are we continuing to deliver value and innovation to producers? This has been a really big week. Where can we go from here?
Great question. And it kind of comes top of mind around. I want us to make sure that we're continuing to deliver, you know, the most best products we can, right? Around where we're at. And I think that also comes to the added value that we bring around not only being the experience, what we have with what we know are happening with the breed associations, those strategic partnerships, how they're driving the communication and implementing tools such as, you know, paired identity testing in commercial settings, right? To pair best animal breeders, right? The other piece of that is how do we bring commercial producers some of that better data and insights? So two tools that I just, you know, we need to remind that we have at our fingertips is the identity enhanced model, right? So for those that have collection of data and are looking to continue precision selection tools using their own data, you know, that's optimal opportunity around identity enhanced, as well as seek match, right? So our opportunity to say, well, you've got these animals and you've already have the data, you've used Identity Beef. How do you make the right selection decisions for what cows to breed to what bulls? I mean, it's super powerful. And we have the ability to do that at a very high level today and to kind of make that connection. What we're trying to continue to drive, Amy, and the team has the objectives, is how do we do that on dairy? And then ultimately, how do we expand that globally in that platform? So I know Europe's been working through it, and they've been working through some, big veterinarian groups around how to make better selection decisions. Now it's a matter of taking what we've learned, continuing to share that with the rest of the world. And at the end of the day, you get all these tools, and then you still have Encompass EZ and the dairy dashboard to go back in and say, well, let me make my animal selections, apply my own rankings, indexes, and weightings there to give producers all those tools at their fingertips. So it's not only what we've continued to drive from a product portfolio, but what we continue to strive on. Here's your data. How do we help manage that and fit that into your best decision-making parameters? Best for their each individual organization. So,
well, that's great to hear. Great to hear. For the team that's listening, we got a little bit of a sneak peek on the Identity Enhanced and Seek Match sell sheet, and it is looking awesome. So you guys have something to really look forward to soon. Kudos to the team who worked on that.
Yes.
So Tom, one more question, and we can let you loose on this. But what are you most proud of from the team as we tie a bow on the first month of fiscal year 27?
There's a lot. I think the number one piece that comes to mind is the collaboration and teamwork, that everybody looks at each other as we always say it's one big family, but we are at the end of the day, right? I see a lot of cross collaboration and making sure that we have other teams have the tools and resources for them to be successful. At the same time, we are all good stewards of our customers, of what do they need, and how do we bring back in some of that information to relay that. So when I look at everything that's been going on, not only industry-wide, internally with the divestiture and all those pieces, right? I mean, the feedback that we have around what's happened with the strategic accounts team, Dr. Ramsey working on the New World Screwworm, kind of best case scenarios and communication to what we're having around, not only with Victor's group, Seek Match, Identity Enhanced, and all of these pieces roll together. Then we tie that back into the rest of the organization and says, hey, we know we have to process samples to get the samples out the door. That's most important. So, I mean, it's been a really, really big team effort. And, that's important. And as we go forward into the divestiture, right, I think that's something that's our strength that we bring to the table, not only, from a commercial team, but from an organizational standpoint, around the world. So I'm looking forward to, the next steps of the chapter here. And most importantly, I think you were going to interview some of our international team members like Lillian, Patrick and Gary and Sarah, because I think it would be good to get some of their insights also, right? So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But very, very proud of what the team's been brought to the table in such turmoil, not only industry, but with the divestiture piece. Couldn't ask for much more.
Well, thank you for those great words, Tom. We have a remarkable team. So thank you for your time today and visiting with us. And thank you also to our listeners for tuning in.
Yep, I'll be looking forward to the emails that have some ideas. And as we say, onward and upward.
Indeed. Thank you all. Have a great day.